Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Ha'omer lechavero. If one person says to his friend, Gezalticha hilvitani hifkata etzli. He says to him, I stole something from you. You lent me money, or you deposited an item by me in order for me to watch it. So he's claiming that he's holding on to his friend's money. He's admitting that he's holding on to his friend's possessions. Ve'eni yodeya im hechazarti lecha. Im lo hechazarti lecha. And he tells him, but I don't know if I returned it to you or not. Hayav leshalem. He'd be obligated to pay because he's certain that he borrowed the item or the money. But it's only possible that he returned it. So we have a case where it's a definite versus a possibility. He definitely knows that he borrowed, and it's possible that he paid back, but he doesn't remember. So therefore, we say he has to pay him. This is talking about a situation where also the person who is the victim of the theft, or the person who lent him the money, etc., he's also sure that the money was owed to him as well, and he also doesn't know if the item was given back to him or not. Avalim amarlo. But if he tells him, I don't know whether I stole from you, I don't know whether you lent me money, or I don't know whether you deposited an item by me to watch, patur mileshalem. The person here who says he doesn't know if he has the other man's possessions in his hand, he would not be obligated to pay because he doesn't know if he took something from him, and he doesn't know if he paid him back. So therefore, we say, Hamotzi mechavero alav hareaya. If somebody's trying to take money out of his friend, he has to bring proof. And here, we're dealing with a situation where there's no proof. Of course, if there is proof, if there is a contract written up, or there is proof one way, we would follow that proof. But here, there wouldn't be any proof.